What's up, guys? We got chapter 5 today in 1 Thessalonians. We've broken it up into these really small pieces because he's just kind of throwing them out like machine gun fire. So we're slowing down. And here's verse 15 in chapter 5. See that no one repays anyone evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to everyone. And so the context y'all know in Thessalonians is that they've been persecuted against. In fact, the case could be made that several people have been killed already. And so this is pretty crazy statement to make. We've heard it multiple times. In fact, it rings true to the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus said this many times, you know, turn the other cheek type stuff and, you know, do good to those who persecute you, etc. And so it's hard. That's the first point I want to make. Like, it's really simple. We all know it, but it's hard. And you especially think about their circumstances, like they're getting killed. It'd be easy to mobilize a crowd. You know, I'm not saying don't protest or anything like that, but to not go out and actively fight against this in a tit for tat kind of, you know, violence match, right? That's basically what's going on here. Don't repay anyone evil for evil, but seek always to do good to one another and to everyone. And so as hard as this is for the Thessalonians and the people that culturally are killing them, you know, they to do good to them, like, don't repay evil, really? You know what's even harder? Like, we know this. We don't have as much persecution. What's harder is when someone you know that's close to you, right, in the church, you know, we have this whole label called church hurt, like, when they're the ones that hurt you. It's often easier to say, well, all right, this person's not a Christian, and they're being mean towards me or whatever it is. Well, what do you expect? I mean, they're acting like what they're supposed to be like. That makes sense. Let's pray for their salvation. But it's harder, and this is probably where the application is for us, when it's someone that loves us and we love them and they hurt us, or someone within the church who ought to know better. And it's like, that is where the rubber meets the road, I think, in all of our hearts, which is where it first happens. And when we decide not to repay evil for evil, but to seek to do good. And so that's the first point. It's hard, especially when it's someone close to you. That's why Paul says specifically, seek to do good to one another and to everyone. Right? So it starts in the church. It starts with our brothers and sisters of Christ. So it's hard. Number two, let's just go through the reasons. Well, first of all, you've been commanded. This is Paul, an apostle. This is God's word to us. Still scripture. Jesus said the exact same thing. He's not asking, he's telling. Right? Don't repay anyone evil for evil, but seek to do good instead, right? You've been told to. Another reason, it's pragmatic. That's a great reason, right? It just works, right? You think about repaying evil for evil, and you look down at the basic, like, logic of that. It doesn't work. When someone hurts us and then we're, I'm going to hurt you back, like that. Like, how's that working out? Like, it doesn't do anything. It just makes it worse. So why then participate in this escalation? Like, we could see in personal relationships, in history, world events, like repaying evil for evil almost always ends up in an escalation. So we've been commanded to, it works, like, as opposed to the alternative. And then thirdly, it's for the gospel. And that was part of my story in high school when I used to pick on this guy. Some of you know my story. I used to pick on a guy and, you know, I was a little turd and used him basically for, you know, social equity and, you know, whatever. So I'm, in a sense, that's being evil to this person. And he kept trying to be my friend, and he didn't fight back, and he didn't tit for tat with me. He pursued me and as a friend and held out his hand, and I eventually got saved because of it. And so that's just another reason. Like, it's pragmatic. And then thirdly, it's for the gospel, because what better method of evangelism than to seek to do good to the people that harm us, and therefore present the ultimate example that we saw do that, and that's Jesus on our behalf, who went silently to the cross, who didn't repay us when he could have squashed the whole world. He died for us. And so we proclaim that message today whenever someone wrongs us. So hope this has been a good reminder for you. Y'all have a great day, and we'll see you on the next episode.